It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian is in therapy with Kanye West over his bizarre behavior. Sources say the reality star is trying to figure out how to cope with her husband's illness and the fallout, specifically about his politics. Allegedly, Kim is trying to understand why people are so hateful and it's been ugly. The couple had to up their security because Kanye has shown support for the president, and they're now working with former Secret Service members to make sure that they're safe and protected. Blink-182 fans found out that there's a divide in the way that the name of the band is pronounced. It all started this week when a Late Late Show writer pointed out the difference in pronunciation on Twitter. So he said the British call Blink-182 Blink-182. And I'm not saying that's why they lost the Revolutionary War, but... So he obviously was making a joke, but it's now sparked an all-out war of words between Blink-182 fans. It's even sparked the intervention of James Corden. He said, "Don't start this. I admit we are wrong on this. America calls them Blink-182, which is wrong. They technically should be called Blink-182. Don't take some moral high ground here." At this point, the lead singer, Mark Hoppus, had to jump in. He said, "Thank you, James. Some say 182, some say 182. But in all of this, I feel like we've lost sight of the fact that the B in Blink-182 should always be lowercase." So then this guy, Tom, who left the band several years ago, he used to be in Blink-182, he chimed in and said, "It's actually Blink-182. People have all gotten this wrong for years. Sometimes this can happen with very complex, thoughtful, and elevated art."
Oh, wait. Okay. If it's not Blink-182, then I don't want to live. I'm just putting it out there.
So you didn't like any of those suggestions?
First of all, if it's Blink 182, then we got a hell of a problem. But no, the British don't know anything. Blink 182?
President Trump should weigh in on this.
Yeah, and if somebody commits a crime, he should pardon it. Like, you've been saying it wrong, but we'll forgive you.
NBC and Megyn Kelly are close to finalizing an exit deal that would pay her $30 million. The former Today anchor will receive the money as part of an exit package that will effectively terminate the $69 million deal she signed with the network just last year. Kelly was fired from her 9 a.m. slot on Today in October. And apparently there's a royal family tradition that may be the craziest ever. Getting weighed before and after Christmas dinner. The editor of a magazine claims that the tradition dates back to King Edward VII's reign. Apparently, King Edward VII was intensely concerned about people's health and whether or not they were eating enough on Christmas. Apparently, the royals choose to continue this tradition using antique scales. This isn't a law put into place by Parliament, so if the rumor is actually true, the Christmas weighing tradition would be entirely voluntary.
The Queen has put on 2 pounds.
Coming up in less than an hour, this actress had to apologize for offending people on Instagram.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your contribution. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, you know, most mothers could never even fathom, just up and leaving their family. But Tanya did that, leaving her two young daughters to grow up without her for 10 years. Now, Tanya wants to come back and surprise her family for Thanksgiving, but wait until you hear why she even left them in the first place. That's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.